Here we go. National Hour on the Real Kipper and Bourne Show. We are live on Sportsnet, Sportsnet 650 in Vancouver, Sportsnet 960 in Calgary. This hour, Real Kipper and Bourne, brought to you by Bet365. In a few minutes, we'll welcome in Doug McLean, former NHL president, GM, head coach, author of Draft Day, How Teams Pick Winners or Get Left Behind. I'm sure he'll mention it as well about 17 times.
Let's not bring it up.
We're over
He's already there, probably.
Are we over it already?
Hey, texts. Text 590-590. It's playoff version of text. Bring the A game. Put on a jacket. Borny took his off. Kipper looks amazing. So text us, 590-590, and we'll read them in the after Doug today. So text 590-590.
Some critical games, including the Vancouver Canucks and the Nashville Predators. Last night, we saw a gem, or was it? We'll bring in Doug McLean right now and get his thoughts on this topsy-turvy series.
Oh, boy.
Here with Toronto and Boston. You're looking pretty good again. I got yeah, that's 2 weeks in a row.
Got the hair trimmed up for you, too. I got the summer cut going. I told him to take it right to the wood.
Got the mandatory retiree seersucker underneath. Looking good.
How are you feeling? I'm hearing.
By the way, this is one of the. I bought a bunch of new shirts to get away from the Sportsnet logo.
How are you feeling? I heard you're under the weather. I don't know if today you're going to be a game time decision or you just disappear altogether. I don't know whether Jill would want to tell us it was an upper body or lower body injury or, you know, an illness or migraines. What's going on with you?
First of all, I had the 15 stitches in the arm.
Oh,
so I just
my.
Taken off the stitches yesterday. So now I could play golf. Had the stitches taken off in the morning, played 9 holes last night just to try to loosen up a little.
You get bit by a croc hitting your ball out of the water or what?
So, exactly. you know what it's like this time of year to be battling something.
Injuries, you know, and I've been battling. I went to the doctor this morning just to get some medication. I haven't been feeling good for a week or so, a little upset stomach situation. So I'm just battling through it, you know. And we're hitting the road on Sunday. We're heading north on Sunday. We're gonna head out for a couple of weeks and then hit PEI mid-May. So I'm gonna be on the road the next couple of weeks.
So
I want to get cleaned up to get back to reality, you know.
All right. So in saying that, what do you make of the Toronto Maple Leafs not starting with Willie Nylander? The series not maybe ending with Austin Matthews, and yet here they are playing for Game 7. Tomorrow night.
Well, I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised since I led off the prediction parade that I thought they would beat Boston. But then when they went down 3-1 or whatever it was, I thought they were toast. I mean, I'm caught off guard. Two things, how Boston are paralyzed and how well the Leafs are playing, especially away from the puck. I mean, tell me I'm wrong. Like, I watched the first two periods last night, and it was paralyzing to me to watch how few plays were made.
Yeah.
It was as ugly a hockey as you can imagine. And guess what? Sometimes to win in the playoffs, you have to learn to play ugly hockey, which they haven't learned, and it looks like they've had a crash course in it the last few days. All of a sudden, they're a tougher team to play against because they're grinding. They're playing with some brashness. I like what they're doing. I do. And Boston, you know, everybody's over Pasternak. I mean, he's got 6 points. Somebody said, is he banged up a little? Maybe. But he's not playing as well as he has to. But, look, it was ugly, and they won. The kid in goal was good. Knives, who I was hard on early in the season. I liked his game last night. I liked that line in particular. I really liked Domi's game. I really liked Domi's game. I wouldn't tell Ty this to his face, but he's a lot better than Ty.
So I was actually going to...
You're not going out on a limb on that one, I could tell you.
Do you remember the time we're on the desk? Remember the time we're on the desk, like you two are sitting there and Ty came in, and I think Millard was with us. I'm not sure who was the host. We had a bunch of them there for a while. And we went through them pretty quickly there. But anyway, Ty came in and you said something, got him ticked off. He come up and grabbed you behind the desk and he picked you up like a paper doll. It was unbelievable. I thought, what is this guy doing? But no, the kid has played well. I mean, he's playing fast. I really like his play below the goal line, how he's finding people in the slot area. His face-offs have been spectacular. Who would believe this? But Domi is better than Elias Pettersson in Vancouver right now.
Oh, no.
Well, that tells you what Elias Pettersson has to do tonight.
Do you want to turn the page from the Leaf series or stay on it, Kipper, with your priorities here? Because I do want to talk about the Canucks.
Yeah.
I want to get some
One other thing is I've got to give their credit to their blue line, who I've maligned a lot. The blue line, all of a sudden, are battling, and they're not easy to play against. And I know they're focused on Pasternak, but Marchand was not very good. What's with him chasing Bertuzzi around the ice? Like, when is Montgomery going to say enough of this and just play hockey? Mm-hmm. What are you chasing Bertuzzi around for? But anyway, game seven. I don't know who's going to win it, boys.
Just one
Boston
more.
Can't be this bad 3 games in a row.
Just one more, because you've lived it, coaching a Stanley Cup final. The pressure on Jim Montgomery and Sheldon Keefe to win game seven.
Enormous pressure. And when I coached game seven in Pittsburgh in the Eastern Conference Finals, there was no pressure because we weren't supposed to be there. The pressure was, if we win, we're going to the Stanley Cup. You know, that was the pressure. But, you know, this is guys fighting for their jobs. Jim Montgomery can't get beat again the way he did last year. They can't fall apart as badly. And we know that Keith's fighting for his job. And I don't like to ever talk about guys fighting for their jobs because, I was in their shoes and it's not fun. And when you get fired, it's really not fun. But we know they are. Or at least Keith is. And I hope, I don't want to see, I'd like to see him not get fired, to be quite honest.
You know, on the West Coast, I can't imagine anyone is worried about their jobs in that Vancouver series. You know, Nashville, both teams, I think, were better than expected this season. But you get to the point where you have 109 points or whatever the Canucks did over the course of the regular season, and expectations change a little bit. They steal a couple in Nashville. Now it kind of feels like they're just trying to squeak through this series. Where are you at with this Canucks team?
Well, I've been really disappointed in their games. I mean, look, they had the great 3 minutes or 2 minutes, in Nashville. Then they go home and blow it again. But they have not looked very good. I mean, Nashville, to me, after game one, has been the better team in this series for me, territorially and overall play. Everything in Vancouver for me has got to go through. I mean, Hughes, Pettersson, Miller, Besser. But right now, Pettersson just isn't there right now again. And this has been going on, boys, since Christmas. Mm-hmm. We've heard talk since Christmas about this guy and the contract. And then he gets the contract and goes. Hughes plays his tail off. He makes big plays. He hasn't quite been himself as he banged up. And that's why you hate to be critical of too many guys at playoff time, because you really don't know who's banged up and who isn't.
Rick Tocchet.
Vancouver. Hey, Tocchet and Burnett are both up for Coach of the Year. They're finalists for Coach of the Year, and they're playing off in the first round. Both of them have done good jobs. The loser will be tremendously disappointed in their team, especially Vancouver.
The public comments are... just Pettersson needs to move his feet. That's all Rick Tocchet cares about. After that, everything's should be easy to fall into place for him if he gets his feet moving.
No.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Toc. Moving your feet is really important. I agree with that. But there's one other element that's a touch more important. Shooting the puck. That's a little bit more important when you're a star. Shoot the puck. Don't look for backdoor cuteness. Don't look for the little fade diddly-doo. Let's shoot the puck once in a while and become a bit of a threat.
When you're a coach, Mac, and you've got these guys that you can almost feel like your success lives and dies with, like, how tough is it as a coach to push, to push behind the scenes to push in front of the scenes in the media, what you say, how you say it. Is that an internal battle in and itself? Because you don't want to do or say the wrong things this time of year, do you?
You really don't, especially in the media. You don't, you know, with your team, you know your team really well. You know the players really well. You know what you can say and what you can't say. You should know who to push and who not to push and who to get to and who not to get to. I was a little, Montgomery saying Pasternak's got to be better. He's got to be better. Well, he's got 6 points. And I mean, who's he playing with? Like, they're not a very good team. Pettersson has got some skill and talent with them. So to me, Pettersson should be better. And how do you push them? I don't think you want to push them in the media this time of year. I think it's got to be talk it one-on-one or in front of the team with everybody talking about to the group. It's a group thing this time of year for me, but your big guys have got to come through.
Your big guys have to come through, and it is a group thing, but like the Canucks' lack of ability to get shots on Nashville is baffling. The fewest shots through five games of a playoff series, they have the second fewest total since 1960. You know, is it that much harder to get through a team defense like Nashville? It's not like they're a bunch of Norris Trophy winners over there, one of them.
Yeah, like, you know, you've got a couple of solid guys there, but no, it's a mindset that you've got to get the puck to net. But I mean, I watched the Bruins last night with one shot on net in the first period, you know, and then they have five in one shift, you know? So, you know, but it's got to be a focus to get pucks to the net, and you've got to have your top guys leading the way. Look, it's funny how stars are. I remember living and dying with Stevie Y for 5 years when he really was struggling to get losing to the Leafs, losing to San Jose, losing tough first round series. And Stevie was really, he was putting so much weight on his shoulders in those days in Detroit. It was over the top. And then all of a sudden when the team grew, when the team got better, Stevie became the go-to guy. He became the guy. I was saying to Nick the other night, when is the last time we've heard a guy like Pasternak, Pettersson, Marchand, Matthews? Well, he's sick or whatever's wrong with him, so he can't say it. But come out and give us a Messier. We're going to win tonight. We're going to win tomorrow night. Instead of all this, talk to the coach. Come on, one of them say we're going to win the goddamn
huge
game.
you want, you give us a guarantee on our show then.
Messier, come on. I want a Messier coming out of the boys.
Give us a Nashville, Vancouver, Toronto, Boston guarantee then, big
and
boy.
You were in the room when Mess said it, and you said, I agree, Mess.
yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Mess. Last get you coffee, and I'll get you ready. I'll get you pumped up.
Last night we saw Montgomery when the game was on the line. I think the last 10, 12 minutes just put Pasternak and Marchand together. So how easy would it be for Pettersson to go back to the lotto line with Miller and Brock Besser? Just load them up. Get them with the best.
If usually, look, he's got to get them going. And I would try everything. I would try them together. You that's the greatest thing about playoff coaching is it's spur of the moment decisions that you see a tendency that, hey, I think that group of three together could capitalize here. And I'm putting Marchand with Pasternak more than I'm not playing them with them, to be quite honest. The rest of the game is just a wash the way these guys are banging around and thrashing around. So get your skill together. Give Pasternak and Marchand a chance. Mm. The same as it is for the Leafs. You got to give your big boys a chance to play with the big boys. Even if they fight on the bench the odd time, pit them together, you know? They'll sort it out.
Is there any chance that the Edmonton Oilers can be beat by the winner of the Vancouver-Nashville series? Did you like how the Oilers looked in their round one series against L.A.?
Yeah, I really liked how the Oilers have looked. And I like the way they've looked. Look, they were so terrible the first 10, 15 games that, you know, a new coach is going to help them. I think the guy has been a calming influence, although I think Jay was a pretty solid coach too. It just was this, it was the timing, it was Campbell, it was goaltending, it was a disaster. But you know what? I L.A. are a poor example for me. I didn't think they had a chance in that series. They had a couple of good games. I think the only challenge will be Nashville play really good team defense, and if Vancouver's big blue line, the bigger guys in that blue line, get back to playing the way they're capable of, they'll be a lot tougher on Edmonton than L.A. were, for sure. But I've got Edmonton winning the next round against either of them.
You know, we talked
earlier. I didn't know I was being called on the carpet to do predictions today already before the series is over, but I guess that's the way it is today. You want everything quicker, hey, you guys.
Did you hear Steve Alakette earlier this week talking about how he has to prep to come on the Real Kipper and Bourne show? He ain't mailing it in.
And you know what he said to numerous people, and I keep hearing it? He said, McLean's such a great guest, I got to do my homework. But I'll tell you what, even with my coat on and my spoof and my, you guys like the stiff collared look. Yeah. I know it's a short sleeve, really nice shirt, and the nice haircut and the great looking glasses. Now I look really, I am no match for Steve Pretty Boy Valakat. Not even close.
He'd take that as a compliment.
I can just imagine your analysis.
And it was, that was a compliment.
Hey.
I mean, look, he's better looking than Ron Duguay now.
What a reference. What a reference.
Okay, we talked about maybe Montgomery feeling it in Boston, Keefe still in Toronto, but what about the Vegas? Being down to Dallas now, and, you know, those big trades, Mac, that they made. How devastating would a loss be in this series for Vegas?
Well, we talked going into it. I thought Dallas would beat them because of the turmoil all season with the injuries and the lack of goaltending at critical times this season, although their goaltending's been good. Look, They don't look nearly as sharp, and give Dallas full marks to come back, lose your first two at home, and then you bounce back like this. And I mean, the young guys on that team have stepped up and played so well. I mean, the Robertson kid has been really good. The Johnson kid has been
Stankoven.
A star. I mean,
Logan Stankoven, what is he, 21, 22?
Yeah, what a combination he is. And the big Rupe looks good. Remember when Rupe broke in with us, Kip? You know, he was a third, fourth line checking guy, but what a player he's been. Look, to me, Dallas is the better team. They were better prepared going into the playoffs because they were healthy, because they didn't have all the turmoil and the injuries and the LTI and all the other issues around them. They were the better prepared team. And I like Ottinger. I think he's a heck of a goalie. The save he made the other night on that split save, boys, that was one for the ages.
Doug, how much do you think randomness has an effect in the playoffs? Like, the best team doesn't always win these series. Do you have any experience with sometimes the luck just not going your way, or seeing it, you're like, okay, we're the better team, but it doesn't always pan out for the best teams?
Well, I think back to the Carolina Panthers series last year. What was it, not four straight that the Panthers beat Carolina?
Yes.
And Rod Brind'Amour after the series said he thought we played well enough in every one of those games to win.
Yeah.
To win the four that we lost. That's what you're talking about. And I agree that it does become a factor at times. There's no denying that. I mean, people, I laughed when the people said we were lucky against Pittsburgh. We had 65 shots on goal one game in Florida against the Pittsburgh Penguins in the Eastern Conference Final. 65 shots we fired at them. And people are saying, oh, they're just a trapping team. I said, oh, I guess we like the trap then. We get 65 shots playing it. So it's kind of funny how it works out. But it's all, and hey, let's not kid ourselves. The one thing that's still there, every game is goaltending. Every game. It's still a critical component of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I don't know who's going to beat Florida, boys. I don't know. I don't know. Hey,
not the Leafs, I think. Boston, is that what you're saying?
Boston, that's the least of Boston and Toronto's worries right now.
Yeah. No, I know. They'd love to get beat by – either team would like to get beat by Florida.
So, Mac, since the end of last year, I think 17 coaching changes – aren't you glad you got out of that business? You would have been a wreck right now, knowing how these coaching jobs look like a carousel.
No, that's not true. Jill would have been a wreck because as I told you many times, we had moved to a new city. We had rent the first year. We'd buy the second year. We'd rent a house the first year, buy a house the second year, and then I'd get fired the third year. Then we'd go to the next city, and we'd rent, buy, and get fired. Then we'd go to the next city, we'd rent, buy, and get fired. So eventually we started to buy right away. The reason we rented is because we didn't have the cash. Once the cash started to come, it helped.
What do you make of it? What do you make of it? All these changes.
I think it's ludicrous. It's nobody can tell me it's not related to the new brand of ownership. I love when people say, "Oh, the GM fires the coaches." I'm calling BS on it. I have for years, and I'm calling it now. The owners step in, and most of the time, the owners make the call. So most of the time,
how did you reference it? New age. Owners, new generation. Yeah. What's the difference between that and the old?
Well, I mean, Harold Ballard wouldn't fire you; he'd just make you wear a bag over your head. You know what I mean? Now, you know what the new breed of owners? It's guys that have made a lot of money in different areas and have made it fast and have made it at young ages, and all of a sudden they think they're geniuses. Mm. So they think that translates to the hockey business. And the one thing that you can't translate most corporations to the actual hockey business, it doesn't translate that easy as far as winning at your job, winning at your career, and winning because you discovered something versus winning and putting the construction of a hockey team is a very delicate, challenging situation.
So one of those challenges right now, I think, is in Carolina because I had mentioned a few weeks ago that it looked like Rod Brind'Amour's contract was pretty much done and it just needed to be signed off. Maybe he was looking to secure more people around him, whatever. There was a bit of a delay, and then we get word this week that the owner may have pulled it off the table. To me, this is a distraction they don't need. And it's almost the one that reminded me, Mac, of 1994 when we started hearing Keenan's going to Detroit because you leaked it back then.
Yep. I didn't leak it. I told Paul M. Skierman at CJRW in Summerside, and he leaked it.
Okay, all right.
And it became his claim to fame. He still brags about it, by the way.
Nonetheless, a distraction you don't need this time of year.
No, that is for sure. And you know what? He should know better, Dundon. He should know better. This series with the Rangers is going to be a unbelievably tough series with two real good teams. Two teams that have a chance to go on and be Stanley Cup winners. And you don't need, this should never have leaked out. It should never have gotten out. And I've never heard of contracts being pulled on coaches before. I've never heard of that. I mean, you put a deal out and you work through it, but you don't pull offers from coaches, do you? I've never heard of that.
I don't know.
Have you?
No. I don't know.
Where
I don't know
does
anything.
This come from, pulling offers? Like, I mean, most logical people don't pull offers even on players because it's, you know, it's BS is what it is. Negotiate in good faith and work through your issues.
Isn't it great that you'll never have to worry about any offer being pulled from you on the Real Kipper and Bourne Show?
I offered to take you golfing when you come to Toronto, Doug. How about that?
You know what? I get asked a lot. I get asked a lot about it, and I just say is I keep it professional. I just say I have no comment. And I get asked it most by Jill.
Oh, sorry.
The question like yesterday was, can we play at the park in West Palm Beach tomorrow? Play nine holes. And then she came back 10 minutes later. I said, sure, hon, let's go play nine on. She said, No, we can't, because you have the real Kipper and Bourne show to do.
We're ruining her retirement on Fridays.
So we played last night. We made up. We played last night. It was fine, you know?
Well, we appreciate it, Mac.
Guys, not as much as I do. And, you know, have fun and enjoy the game. And it must be exciting to be in. What's it like down at the park every night, with down at the arena outside there with you with there with McKenzie doing the is it McKenzie that's out in the parking lot or what?
Yeah, Sean McKenzie. He's what do they call it? Dundas Maple Leaf Square? No, it's Jurassic was Raptors.
Oh, right, yeah, Maple Leaf Square.
Maple Leaf Square.
Are you guys up in the stage? We used to be up in the stage there. Are you guys there anymore?
Yeah, no. They're keeping us in the bullpen until further notice. Conference final, Stanley Cup final. But hey, the Leafs go to the Stanley Cup final. You're going to come up for that.
100%.
Yeah. Would you help me get tickets?
All right, give us a Canadian prediction for tonight and tomorrow night, Vancouver and the Leafs.
Vancouver win tonight. And where's the game? It's in Boston, eh?
Yeah. Does that matter?
I can't change it from what my original prediction was. I said the Leafs would win, so okay. I've got to stay with the Leafs.
Good.
Is Matthews playing?
Is that important anymore?
No, Domi's better, I think.
For sure.
Oh, my God. Wait till Domi goes. Wait till Ty and Domi march in to see Brandon about his new contract. Oh, my God. That'll be scary. I can just see it'll be Ty and Mario and Matt going in to meet with Brandon.
Okay, this is where you completely take it off the rails, okay?
Okay, boys.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Mac.
Doug McLean, former president, general manager, and our Friday guest on Off the Rails.
Looking sharp for our show, too. Sure appreciate that. In all seriousness, we joke a lot. I genuinely do appreciate that on Fridays at this time, he takes the time to be on our show, because that's a difficult time.
Oh, there's plenty of times when he's like, scram, beat it, I'm golfing.
Yeah. Yeah. He should.
Not plenty of times. What, like four times all year?
He's been a...
I don't know. Yes,
trooper.
We do appreciate...
We owe him a little bit.
You know, he's watching right now, so I don't want to say too many nice things about him. Fair. Let's wait.
I love listening to you when I'm on.
Game time. It's game time, presented by Bet365. Visit the app for latest odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19+. Ontario only. Please play responsibly. Well, you guys were talking with Doug. I was playing around with Bet365 here, and I found a very interesting one that you can bet the final exact forecast. So, for example, the favorite right now on Bet365 is the Carolina Hurricanes to beat the Edmonton Oilers in the final at 12-1. The one that is very interesting to me is the Colorado Avalanche to beat the Florida Panthers in the final is 22-1. Mm. And was that the final? Wasn't there a final at one point? Did Colorado play Florida in the final?
Florida only went to the final the one year Doug coached, right?
Oh, they lost to
Colorado. Their first Stanley Cup ever came off of Doug's.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So there you go. If you want the Sportsnet Bowl, the Toronto Maple Leafs to beat the Edmonton Oilers in the final is 50-1. So that's the Sportsnet Bowl. So I just thought it was interesting.
That was back in September, was it not?
Yeah, a lot of
many
people.
Many went. Toronto Edmonton final.
Yeah.
So if there's any that you guys like, what do you think the final is going to be? You said Dallas over who?
Florida.
Dallas to beat Florida in the final is 25-1. What did you say?
Dallas or Carolina over Dallas.
Carolina over Dallas is.
No, I think I said Edmonton, but whatever. Give me Carolina Dallas.
Carolina to beat Dallas in the final is 18-1.
All right.
So I found that very interesting.
Okay.
So if you have a lean on one of those, you can get some pretty good value there.
Rangers are coming on for me, too, now.
Yeah.
They are.
That was a heck of a series. It helps playing a non-playoff team in the Capitals. That helps how you look and how you feel, right?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of rest, though.
Yeah.
I can go a long way.
Yeah, I can. I take the rest over thinking that the energy gets derailed.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking for a long-term run, certainly letting everyone get healthy increases your chance.
And clearly a couple massive games tonight. Two game sixes. The first one, Vancouver is a slight dog in Nashville, plus 105. Nashville at minus 125. Dallas, it's minus 115. Golden Knights, minus 105. At this point, with the way that the Nashville and Vancouver series has looked, the under, to me, is very tantalizing, and it's at minus 110 for under 5.5. Feels like there's no goals in that series. There's a million block shots. The Stars can't score. That one's interesting to me, and I actually like the over in the Vegas-Dallas series. Feels like there's been a ton of goals in that one, a lot of good players. So that would be game time. That was game time presented by Bet365. Visit the app for latest odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 plus. Ontario only. Please play responsibly.
Okay, we'll catch our breath in the next 15 seconds here. When we return, we'll get some sound from Rick Tocchet on his game six goalie. We'll talk Jack Adams finalist, which includes the man I just mentioned.
Texts.
Plus, best of all, your text.
590-590. Text. Right now. Text. 590-590.
You heard the man. Back after these words.
Teeing up the biggest games of the night, it's the Fan Pregame with Ailish Forfar and Justin Cuthbert.
Weekdays at 6 p.m. on Sportsnet, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kipper host, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee, bringing it home for you. On the last portion of our show this Friday, a lot of good feelings for the Vancouver Canuck fans outside of hoping to close this series out against Nashville is the fact that Thatcher Demko returned to the ice today.
Should we hear what
the... Thursday.
No, today. He was on the ice today.
He was on the ice today.
But he's not. Like, there's no real... I didn't even cut the clip. He's just like, there's no
I
real
update. I think he might skate as well. You know, in the next few days, but I don't know if this is any real sign that has sped up the week to week that Tocchet spoke of earlier.
Just to confirm, he did skate today. He was on the ice today, and Tocchet was asked about it and said there's no real update.
Yeah.
But then, before he even sat down, they were starting to grind him about who's going to start tonight, and if we could have the first Tocchet clip on who he's starting tonight.
No. All right. No Rick Tocchet clip for you. But do you want to tell us what he said?
He was like, don't even ask me.
That was pretty good.
I'm hoping,
a pretty good Rick Tocchet.
That was. I'm hoping she loves wears the Salmon Paisley shirt and comes in full of confidence and is fantastic. He looked really good last game.
Yeah. Listen, you hope that was the perfect remedy for a team maybe that just needed to alleviate some of the tightness that maybe came off of the last game.
Yeah.
And they just find a way.
I feel good about where the Canucks are at. I really do. I just feel like in these big games, the game breakers come through. It's kind of why I regret picking Winnipeg over Colorado, seeing MacKinnon and Makar. Like, you know, the Canucks have Petey who can do it. You know, JT Miller loves to do it. Besser scored a big goal for them. I feel good about those guys.
We actually have a clip here.
Okay.
Of him talking about that very mindset going into this game tonight. Right. Talk it clip two, please, Derek.
Yeah, I really do. You know, we had a good practice. A couple guys were joking around. I think guys are going to embrace this moment. You know, had some good talks with some players. I mean, this is what you play for. You know, you can't dread it. You know, you got to, you know, it's like Bruno said, you know, to their team, they're going to embrace the pain. You know, we're the same thing. But embrace the pressure. This is what you play for, right? I mean, you know, you want that puck in a certain situation. You want to be on the ice where you have to defend a faceoff. There's going to be some points in the game where we're counting on this individual to get it done, whatever the play is. And I think that's what we play the game for. You know, you want to be counted on.
You know, and if you can kind of just wrap your head around putting yourself out there where you don't hurt the team, meaning, you know, you don't want to fish pucks out of your own net. So if you're Patterson, you don't feel like the next shift I have to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
You just
wait for your opportunity. You only need a split second. You just only need a moment this time of year.
Yeah.
You don't need a string of extraordinary play.
Dangles and, you know.
Willie Nylander last night for the Toronto Maple Leafs, you can kind of say over the course of 60 minutes, there's some things that you like, some things that you didn't like. But
puck comes to him in a big spot.
One gets through.
Yeah.
One gets through, and the next thing you know, you're on a late breakaway, and now you got two goals, and you're a hero.
I don't think he had scored since, like, March 26th or something. Like, it had been a long time since he scored a goal, and all of a sudden you get one
March 26th is the right date.
Yeah, then he gets the first one, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, right.
How is Pettersson in any different position, right?
I guess the only reason I'll give you is that these Leafs, even though they haven't won a ton, have played a ton of playoff hockey. Right, they've played how many game sevens now? They've been playoffs for eight straight years. Petey has not been exposed to this in the same way.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
The only difference.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
You think they get it done tonight?
Oh, I do. I'm.
Yeah,
I feel
no,
really
I think
good.
This is going.
This
is, I do too.
They don't go away. This team, this Nashville team.
I know Burnett deserves.
They
credit.
Will not go away, and I think they think the last time they played. At home, they deserved better.
They did.
They did not close the door. Mm-hmm. And I think this is going to go the distance.
They got to find a way to get some more opportunities for the Canucks. Again, I like that they have the players to do it, but you can't get 12 shots. You can't be, you know, banking on luck, on PDO, something they've done at times this year.
Jack Adams finalists include Rick Tocchet, Burnett, and Rick Bonus.
What a shame to have lost Talk as a guest on our show.
Yeah.
It was a tragedy.
One of our favorites.
He was.
Yeah.
But well-deserved, right? What were expectations? Did you have the Canucks as a playoff team this year?
I did not.
I think
no, I didn't
if I'm
see
not,
any of this.
If I'm not mistaken, preseason, I think Rutherford said if everything breaks right for us, we could be a playoff team. I think was the way he led into the series.
And just to add to Doug McLean's note on owners, that Vancouver probably made it worse for a lot of teams out there.
What do you mean?
Well, turn it around like Vancouver did.
Oh, yeah. Like, what do you mean? It's very doable. They were... Like,
exactly. They were done. They were out. Nobody thought...
What changed? They flipped. They got Hronek, and right? That's about it.
Got a good coach.
Yeah. Off we go.
Off we go. So...
now,
that's...
I thought that was a really great Ottawa. Point by Doug, that owners now buy these teams, and they're like, okay... You know,
or they, you know, Doug's right. Some of them are just riding the coattails of daddy's money, but they were fans of hockey, so now they get to make expert decisions. That's what happened, I think, a lot in Arizona.
These are the true joys of being extremely generationally wealthy. You just get to play with it as a toy.
Yeah, and then you don't pay your hotel bills.
Yeah, apparently.
And then you go to Salt Lake.
What was up with that?
Yeah. I don't know. Any updates? Are you still calling them the Yetis? What are
no,
what
they're
just
there?
Utah.
So thoughts on game before we get to Tex here. Thoughts on game six, Vegas Stars tonight.
I guess my thoughts are that there's so much talent on the Vegas side, and the Dallas is so good. Doesn't this have to go seven?
I'd like it to go seven.
Doesn't this have to go seven?
And you just do like they are Stanley Cup champions over there. So
yeah,
Petrangelo and Stone and. Marchessault.
I believe they announced Aiden Hill's going to start tonight. Not sure how you feel.
Does it really matter?
To me,
no.
With that defense, if they keep it to 20, 22 shots on goal. Yeah.
And if you're Cassidy as well, we literally won the cup last year with him. So you might as well be on swing.
Have some confidence to go to in a big spot. Yeah.
It's very anecdotal, but it always feels like there's one team that loses the first couple at home. That you're surprised by, and then they come back, and they like, remember when, didn't that happen to Washington the year they won the cup? When they, I think they lost the first two at home to maybe Columbus, or maybe somebody they lost the first two at home. They went to Grubauer after Holtby, and then they came back in that series. So I just, the first two at home, there's always that happens, and then Stars could do the repeat.
I can see that happen.
Coming all the way back.
Yep, absolutely.
All right.
Let's go to Tex.
Okay. Big time happy Friday to my three favorite hockey guys. You all look so handsome today. This is Mary Elizabeth a game. What a game. So proud of our boys in blue. 1959 is the last time we beat Boston in a series. Tomorrow, Hockey Night in Canada will be so exciting. Oh, my nerves. Thanks again for the best 2 hours of dynamite. TV. Go Leafs go from Mary Beth.
Wow.
Mary Elizabeth.
Is there a question there?
Nope. Just wanted to, buddy, flattery will get you everywhere.
The
Mary Elizabeth texts us all the time. So
is it an 8 p.m.
Thank you so much for that.
Tomorrow? Is that 8 p.m. Canada? I don't know. But either way, I'm.
8 o'clock. Do you know?
No.
Like, what's that?
Why 8 o'clock?
No, maybe it's 7.
7 is a perfectly fine time to play a hockey game at.
Do you know, once upon a time, when they first started, they were putting games on Saturday nights at 9:30?
No, they weren't.
P.M.?
P.M.
Who are these people?
No, that's the way I think Hockey Night in Canada started.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Because they were so scared that people wouldn't buy tickets to go to the games.
Oh, really?
So they put like half the game on. They kept the half the game off so you would buy tickets.
This is true.
I don't know, but it sounds good.
Is this a Kipper fact? Or is
it sounds really good.
I don't know if I believe
this. So all you historians out there.
Well, ask Mary Elizabeth. She might know.
Verify it for me.
HNIC.
But if it's not true, it did sound really good.
For sure. We shouldn't have even questioned
it. That's half the show.
Yeah,
I might have missed it, but I haven't heard anyone talk about the Marchand shoving the linesman last night.
Yeah.
It was pretty tame, but I remember that Mike Pekka got 5 games for just grabbing a ref's arm. No recollection of that, but I'm reading the end of the text. So, you remember anything about that with Pekka, Kipper? I don't remember that.
I do remember. I do remember that.
But, you know, I talked to, you know, just talking to you and Bunk after the show last night. You guys are like, yeah, well, he's in his way. It's like, you still can't push a linesman. And I do feel like the penalty he took against Bertuzzi was related to that, because it was the next shift or the shift after where he tried to jump around Bertuzzi. And I don't know if that's a penalty, but he was on the official's nerves.
He was on fire early in the series, and there's not a hockey guy in the world that wouldn't want Brad Marchand on their hockey team.
Oh my. Yeah. But I would take him scarily high in a fantasy draft.
To be a true, true leader, you can't take that penalty.
No.
You cannot ask your team to do a lot of things that need to be done this time of year, including sucking it up or not taking a bad penalty. 10 minutes in the game, he last sues Bertuzzi on his own blue line.
Yeah.
That is not leadership.
It's not. And if I may be grapes for a second, and let's go to the tape. And I said that to you guys early in the series, that if he and Bertuzzi want to have a meathead off, that's great for the Leafs. Let the two of them cancel each other out, go to the box, alternating, whatever. At least it's not your stars and Marchand's on tilt. Yeah.
And there is no commie influence. Patrice Bergeron was it for the Boston Bruins.
Chara before him.
And the fact that down the middle now, and you know who the other sleeper was Krejci. Mm-hmm. That guy was money this time of year. He was big time.
Yeah.
He loved the moment. Right now, that's a big hole down the middle for the Boston Bruins tomorrow night.
I know, and it's on the wing with 63, but he's a big-time player, too.
How many playoff games do you think David Krejci played?
God, I don't know.
160 playoff games that he played.
No way.
Yes. 43 playoff goals, 128.
I think the most playoff games of all time is 178 or something.
Yeah, 128 points in 160 playoff games.
That's why they begged him to come back.
Wow.
Yeah.
The most all time is Chelios, 266.
266?
That's a career.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's half my career.
That's unbelievable.
No. More than half my career.
Crazy.
There's a lot of Leafs, Nationals, but there's been a ton of Leafs questions on the text.
Six teams playing in round one left. Okay.
Here we got a coach on the text line. The Maple Leafs problem with the power play stems directly from their lack of creativity on the zone entry. The same play every time. Ray Charles and three blind mice could see it coming.
In general, I hate the drop pass to the last guy coming with speed. And while everybody just stands outside the blue line.
What I hate about it is the lack of speed it gives the wingers to get in on a puck. If you have to dump it and the other team is standing up, which they tend to do, it's tough to then chip it by him because you're the only guy with the speed as the puck carrier. What I hated was Boston saying, inviting Riley up the middle, Morgan Riley, and saying, go ahead. And then Riley still trying to pass it back through the traffic to do the drop. You're in now. They've let you where you're trying to go. There needs to be some open-mindedness about taking what the defense gives you, and the Leafs haven't
done that. What are they, 0 for 15 and 1 for?
They're 1 for 20 in the series.
1 for 20.
20 power plays.
0 for their last 15.
Yeah.
20 power plays
they're
is
not even
such a good number.
And they're still pushing game seven.
It's insane. They've got minimal offense from their elite players. They can't score on the power play. They've been lit up on the PK. Game seven.
To me, and I'm no expert, but the thing that kills me, it's not even the drop back, because everyone does the drop back.
Yes.
It's the attempted little saucer pass at the blue line that they do so much. Often off the backhand of Mitch Marner, tries it all the time. Willie does it a lot too, where they're trying to get the zone. It just feels like they're batting that out of midair every time. Yeah. But I don't know.
What do you think the Oilers are doing now with their power
play? Oh, they just give it to 97. He just goes in the zone.
They got it like wrapped in bubble wrap or yeah. It's in a heater right now.
Just imagine running that power play meeting on the breakout. As you can see here, there's just a picture of McDavid's face. We have him. We're going to give it to him. Everyone's like, got that? Okay. Power play meeting adjourned.
What snack we going with for Saturday night?
Well,
you guys eat during the game?
I have a bowl of ice cream and two bowls of popcorn every single night of my life. So,
wow.
I'm hearing bad things about popcorn.
Yeah. Oh, it's bad. Yeah. It's bad for you.
It's a bad gut.
Oh, yeah. Pounding it, pal.
Snack.
I love popcorn. I actually, not to give a free plug, but I got this ice cream, this carrot cake ice cream. Unbelievable.
From where?
Good Behavior. Unbelievable.
Sounds great.
Carrot cake ice cream.
You got it for Good Behavior?
No, it's called Good Behavior, the place. But ice cream is out of control.
That's high.
Out of control. Like, right. It's also like $14 for a pint of ice cream. It's just absurd. Yeah. But one
did you buy it at the Scotiabank Arena?
No, I didn't. But I like to have dinner, and then this is big time fatso mode here, but dinner, and then first period, I'll have like some chips or something salty. Third period time, carrot cake ice cream. I'm snacking. I got the stress
or losing.
6-5 helps because you can disperse the weight.
Winning or losing? Is that part of your superstition?
So I actually find it really because during the regular season, a lot of the Leafs talks, like you're drilled in, you're not that nervous. But last night, like the last period, I'm just like,
just looking through your shirt.
I have a hard time. It's so hard to really critically analyze.
We still got a few seconds on the text 590-590. I want to hear a couple of more comfort foods during your Stanley Cup playoffs. If you can get them in.
Yeah.
We'll see what we get here. Quickly.
You're just crushing little Souvlaki, Buddhas, aren't you?
Souvlaki, tzatziki.
You're having a full Euro at 9:30.
And a little Buddha.
Oh, yeah, just nothing wrong with that.
Burping up garlic. Yeah.
Oppa is right. Let's hope it's an Oppa for Canadian teams this weekend.
Yeah. I don't know. So we got tonight. Are we going to pick game scores?
Yeah, let's do it.
Vancouver Canucks, Nashville Predators, 7 p.m. on Sportsnet. What do you got for a score?
I'll go 3-2 Preds to go game seven.
Where, of course, the Canadian team will win.
Yes, okay. But that's... What night would that be?
I hope Sunday. Could use a little Sunday action.
Wow, that's a fast turnover.
Well, yeah, so the Leafs play Saturday night, and regardless of outcome, them or Boston, game one against Florida is Monday, two days later.
That is a quick turnaround.
Yep. That is.
Vegas win tonight?
I've loved Dallas in this series since they went down 2-0. They look really good. I think Dallas gets it done tonight in Vegas. I do.
Okay. I'm going to say Vegas wins a war, some sort of 5-4 overtime Mark Stone fiasco.
Getting some truly weird texts about food. Mac and cheese and tuna, corn puffs and Aero Bar.
Oh my God.
A good patch of wings and blue cheese. That's normal. It's Jaeger for me watching.
Just pull it out of the freezer and have a tug.
Jaeger with Jaeger.
Carrot cake ice cream. Better than the Oilers power play. Top shelf, boys.
Yeah, boy. All right.
I got lots. Chili cheese dogs. What?
What time are you people eating meals at? I got kids. I eat at 5:30.
Like, all that has to be prepared well before puck drop. Like, you're not breaking at any point.
Baklava. I don't even. Kipper.
Do you like getting up during the game to go to the kitchen? Like,
absolutely
can you pull
not.
Yourself off
I,
the TV?
I take notes
Listen,
all game.
You know what I also can't do? I can't pause it. I can't have you guys know something before me.
I'm the same way.
No pausing.
Well, I'll do a rewind, then I'll catch up at intermission. Commercial.
Good plan.
Okay.
Leafs win tomorrow?
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we took Leafs in seven.
I got Boston in seven, so.
We'll sort it all out on Monday.
Poetic 4-1 win.
Our thanks to Gord Stellick and Doug McLean. Enjoy your games tonight. Enjoy your weekend, and we're back Monday on The Real Kipper and Bourne Show. Thanks, everybody.